Brian Vollmer, you guys know him. He's with the legendary hard rockin' band Helix. They are coming to town end of February, playing with Sweet at the River Cree Resort and Casino. Dante, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven, Brian.
Nice to be here.
So when I use the word Edmonton, what pops in your mind? Any fond memories? What comes to mind when I use the word Edmonton for you guys?
Well, we first came to Edmonton at the Subway, which was downtown. It was a really bad bar. I remember I went out in the audience, and I said, let's party, and some guy handed me a needle.
Oh, wow.
But we were only there for a couple of days, and then they put us in the tavern at the Beverly Crest, and we nearly started a riot. People freaked out so much over the band. And so they moved us down to the bumper room, and I have a lot of fond memories of that particular room. We always did well there. Who was it? Ernie was the owner, and we had some friends show up one day, and we weren't allowed to have people upstairs, but we used to sneak them up the back. And there was an old bat at the front desk who tried to catch somebody going upstairs. Anyway, we had this friend upstairs, and she just smoked with us. And suddenly there was a on the door, and we opened the door, and there was the old from the front desk. And she was just, she never even said anything. She was just like, it looked like her head was going to explode. Well, the next day, Ernie called me in the office, and he said, you know, we should fire you for that. He says, don't you know smoking's illegal? I went, really? Anyway, years later, I was writing my book, and I was going to put that story in the book. And so I phoned back to the Beverly Crest, and they went, you're not going to believe this. We're burying Ernie this afternoon. Oh. Like, was that weird or what?
Yeah, right? The odds of that.
But we came back to Edmonton. We had many friends there. I was good friends with a guy named Kevin Noonan. His father used to own Edmonton Meats. And we played the Coliseum, I think, with Streetheart and who else? The Headpins. That's when we just got signed to Capitol in 1983. And every time we come back to Edmonton, we always have a good crowd. And it's always great hooking up with our friends again. It's like going to a family reunion.
Absolutely. I love the history with Edmonton. Of course, you're like the only original member, and that's not very uncommon for bands, you know, like, you know, the bands that to have members come and go, and you know, a couple, we lose a couple here and there. But over the years, what would you say is the main thing that kept your band rocking for so many decades?
Initially, we had a very strong management and a guy named Bill Sipe, and without Bill, I don't think we would have been nearly as successful as we became in later years. Bill instilled in us work ethics, and he got us to establish goals for ourselves. And I was a real disciple of Bill's Sipe, and I carried out what Bill said, and I really believe that he knew where we should go, and he did. The things he told us to do turned out to make us very successful, and I just loved rock and roll. I always loved the life. I came from a farm where my family was pretty poor, and we didn't really go too many places. And so for me to go across the country and then jump the pond over to Europe was just amazing for a kid from Listowel, Ontario.
Yeah, like I'm looking at Listowel, Ontario, and I've never even, it's probably, you know, population 200 or something, right?
No, it's got more like about, I don't know, 6,000 now.
Is that right? Oh, okay, awesome. And, you know, you've been rocking for so many decades now and seen so much change in the industry. What do you think has been one of the toughest things to endure in that change throughout the decades?
The bar scene is totally different nowadays, and we don't really play bars anymore. But the bar scene was the training ground for a lot of bands across the country. We used to travel right across from Atlantic to Pacific. In fact, Helix was the first band to travel from the Atlantic to the Pacific through the bars. Other bands played on the coast, but we actually traveled out there week by week. We used to start in Waterloo, Ontario, where Dram Agency was, and we'd go from there to, say, North Bay, to Sault Ste. Marie, to Thunder Bay. From Thunder Bay, we'd go to Winnipeg, then Portage the Prairie, then Moose Jaw, then Regina, Saskatoon, jump over to Calgary, down to Edmonton, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, then we'd head out to the coast to Vancouver. We'd hit Vernon and Kelowna along the way. Sometimes we'd pop out to Victoria, and then we'd work our way all the way back. And along the way, we used to learn how to play our instruments, how to sing, because back then, remember, many of these places didn't even have a TV in the room. So you were stuck there all day long with very little money usually. And so you had no alternative but to work on the show and to improve yourself as a musician, writer. And that's what we did. And we were proud of the fact that we were road warriors, and we wore it like a badge.
Awesome. I love hearing that. Once again, chatting with legendary rocker Brian Vollmer, the lead man from Legendary Rockers. Helix are coming to town February 28th with Sweet. You guys do not want to miss it. It's at the River Cree Resort and Casino. We want to say thank you, Brian, for taking the time to chat with our listeners, and we can't wait to see you at the show.
I thank all the people out there listening today, and hope to see you at the show. We love Edmonton. We love the people. And after the show, we always come up to the merch booth, so please come up. Say hello. Don't have to buy anything. Just like to shake your hand and give you a smile.